This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Members of Congress are back home today after the grueling debate over the federal budget, but without many details to share with their constituents. For now, there's a temporary spending bill in place to keep the lights on at government agencies while the final budget is prepared for a vote this week. Spending committees czars and their staffs are still laying out the specifics on a spending agreement that will cut $38 billion in the next 6 months. NPR's Audie Cornish reports on what's in and what's out of the deal.
They've got a deal in hand, but not much else.
It's not a very pleasant experience to be forced to vote for something before you know the contents of it.
That's George Miller, a Democrat from California. But Republicans didn't have much more to go on, according to Alan West, a GOP freshman from Florida.
We did our vote the wee morning hours, and that was really it. Have not had any other contact with the leadership or any other members of the conference other than seeing people here at the Reagan Airport.
Miller is a veteran liberal lawmaker. West, a freshman Republican, popular with Tea Party activists. We caught up with them on their way home to their districts. Their reactions tell the story of how tough this process of compromise has been. Neither was especially pleased with the deal.
I'm not celebrating. I'm not dancing in the end zone. I think that there's even more work that we have to do.
For Republicans like West, the issue was the dollar value of spending cuts. Republicans have gone from seeking $100 billion in cuts during election time to $61 billion at the start of the year to the final figure of $38 billion.
And everyone's talking about how historic that is, the largest ever spending cut. But, you know, we're also facing the largest ever debt and deficits that we've ever had. So when you put it in that context, it really is not historic.
GOP wins. They got assurances that there will be a standalone vote barring Planned Parenthood access to government money and on defunding the new health care law. House Speaker John Boehner revived the school voucher program in the District of Columbia and a ban on the district using its own local tax money for family planning or abortion services. And there will be a ban on money for transferring prisoners from Guantanamo Bay to the states. Congress had already banned such transfers last year. But the GOP did not manage to bag the bigger game it was hunting in the forest of social policy. The ban on the EPA spending money to regulate greenhouse gas emissions dropped. The defunding of NPR dropped. The defunding of the Federal Family Planning Program dropped. But liberals like Congressman Miller weren't dancing in the end zone either.
I don't consider this to be a great performance.
To get the trade-off on the policy riders, Democrats had to give on spending to the tune of the largest budget cuts ever at $38 billion. There's a $1.1 billion cut across the board for discretionary spending and dozens of nips and tucks all over government. From Justice Department programs to subsidies for co-ops and the new health care law to the Pell Grant program for low-income college students— Democrats could only take solace in reworking the mix of cuts so that the Defense Department and certain transportation projects and other GOP favorites were hit, too. But Representative Miller says the brinkmanship of this debate is only a prelude to the debate on next year's budget and the vote on raising the nation's debt limit expected to come later this spring.
The stakes are going to get higher, and those policy riders I do not believe will go away. I think they will be back, and it's going to be very, very tough negotiating.
The final formal budget bill with all the details will be revealed in the next few days so that lawmakers in both chambers can vote on it. The deal could still come apart. But judging by last week's showdown, most lawmakers are ready to move on to the next one. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Washington.